91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston, and worldwide online. And I have it on good authority that we've got some worldwide audience out there tonight. So looking forward to playing some music for you. It has been quite a while since the last time I was here. And since then, we've lost some greats. We have lost, well, just last night, or yesterday, Tina Turner passed away. And Gordon Lightfoot passed away a couple of weeks ago, and that hit me hard. And Andy Rourke from the Smiths, the bass player from the Smiths, also recently. We're going to have a tribute to them at the half hour, or just after the half hour. And but before that, can you tell me what singer, musician can pay tribute to rock and roll and also satirize rock and roll in the same breath? Well, you're going to find out a little bit later on. But for now, we're going to open up with Larkin Poe, one of my favorite bands so far, recently. Amazing, amazing music. And this one is off the brand new Sweetwater movie soundtrack. And this is called Right Place, Right Time. Oh, by the way, this is Rock and Roll Roots and Resurgence, past, present, and future of rock and roll right here on WMFO Medford.
The darkest night brings a star of the morning. The star of the morning brings a brighter day. A brighter day whispers as a warning. Don't wish your darkest night away. Give thanks for every time I've been knocked down. Every time I've been knocked down, tell me how to get back up. And getting back up hasn't made me stronger. Now I know I'm strong enough. Now I know I'm strong enough. You don't know. Until you're lost, you can't be found. I said, I'ma find a new way out. I'ma find a new way out. Don't know it, don't know it. Gotta keep moving till you get there. Keep looking up till the stars align. Right place, right time. Don't know it, don't know. Thank you.
This is the greatest and best song in the world.
Tribute.
Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road.
All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road.
And he said,
play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul.
Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, okay. And we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun doth shine and the moon doth glow and the grass doth grow. Needless to say, beast was stunned. A whip crack went his rumpy tail, and the beast was done. He asked us,
be you angels?
And we said, nay, we are but men. Rock! And the peculiar thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song. This is just a tribute. You gotta believe.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston, worldwide online. Hello to everybody listening in locally and online, right? So you just heard The Vals. There's a story about why I played that tonight, and I should play it more often. That's The Vals, by the way, with Henry McCullough, I believe his name is, from Paul McCartney and Wings, played on that that song, by the way. So I had a radio show. Oh, it started in 2006 and ended in 2016, 10 years. It was called Paddy Whacked Radio, and it was Irish independent music, mostly Irish, mostly independent music. And the Vals were a band from Belfast in Northern Ireland. And and the singer, Paul Daugherty, has gone on into Belfast politics. And he is now a representative. I forget what it is, but he's an elected official in the city of Belfast, Northern Ireland. So I think that's great. Paul, if you're listening, congratulations. That is awesome. It's great to see people that I know that I've met, that I've interacted with, go on to do such great things. So here's to you, man. Before that, we heard Tenacious D featuring Jack Black with Tribute. I really do believe that Jack Black has the absolute skill and ability to just take rock and roll and both make it a satire and a tribute at the same time. I don't know how he does it. It's magic. It's fantastic. Gotta love Tenacious D and Jack Black. We heard Pearl Jam with I've Got Id off the Merkin Ball CD. And that, if you recognize the guitar solo in that, Neil Young. Neil Young played on that song. And I remember hearing that across a room when it first came out, across the crowded room. I'm like, why the hell is that's Neil? That's Pearl Jam. What the heck? And there it was. Fantastic stuff. Pearl Jam played as Neil Young's backup band for a little while as well, which I think was fantastic. That's the 90s for you, man. Neil Young being the godfather of grunge. And we opened up that set with Larkin Poe, my current favorite obsession, with the song Right Place, Right Time off of the Sweetwater original motion picture soundtrack that was released about a month ago. Pretty much warm off the presses, right? So I got to do this. Hold on. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. So coming up sometime after the half hour, only about 10 minutes away, we're going to have a tribute to some of the artists that we have tragically lost since the last time I was on air. Tina Turner, I'm blanking. Gordon Lightfoot and Andy Rourke, the bass player from The Smiths. But for now, let's go back to the late 60s, early 70s. I'm not actually sure. I think late 60s with The Zombies. She's Not There. I tell you, She's Not There.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. The way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her. They all knew, but it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Soft and cold, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. 91.5 WMFO. Hey, I'm trying to use a computer while I'm trying to be on the air, and I've got dead air, and that's all right. Here, how about some Joe Bonamassa? Pretty fairly new rock and roll, fairly new blues. Fantastic guitar player. Let's go.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford at the campus of Tufts University. How you doing? That was Van Halen with Dreams by special request for DJ Spawn of Sean, KG Kalen. How you doing, Kalen?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I know this person. She's related to me. So did you have a listener?
Yeah.
Who's that listener?
Steven from Virginia. Hi, Steven.
See, that's what I love about the internet, man. So when I first did radio way back, live streaming was a new thing. You had to go somewhere and listen. But now, Steven in Virginia, how you doing? Thank you for listening, and I appreciate it. That we used to call Dreams by Van Kalen, because when she was tiny, oh, she's laughing now. I'm embarrassing my daughter. Okay, yeah, sorry. Before that, you heard Joe Bonamassa with Distant Lonely Train. The Zombies. Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sean. The Zombies. Not The Zombie. The Zombies with She's Not There. And if you were listening earlier, 1965, that came out. So it was really, yeah, right in the middle of it. I'm telling you. All right. And so coming up next, we got some tributes going on. Like I said earlier, in the time since I last was on the radio, we lost three tremendous, important musicians, including Canadian Gordon Lightfoot, who was... Bob Dylan said he never wrote a bad song, and that's true. I watched a documentary about him, and he was the most anal retentive guy about his words and music, and it worked for him because he had a grip on the music. His death really hit me for some reason. I remember listening to him when I was little, you know, when my mother would I'd be in the back seat of the car, and my mother would have AM radio on, and we also, after, I'm going to play something by him. I'm going to play If You Could Read My Mind, which is a mellow tune, but listen closely, man. It is the perfect song. After that, we're going to hear Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner. Tina Turner, we lost just yesterday. What a loss. Man, she made it huge in the 80s, but she was around before that. She was kicking, and man, she was kicking hard. And after that, The Smiths. Andy Rourke, the bass player of The Smiths, died recently as well. And he died on the 19th of May. Gordon Lightfoot passed away on the 1st of May, 2023, this year. So, anyways, three in a row. This is If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot.
You could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the park where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. The heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. Like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script, enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you have. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary.
Rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Say we're rolling.
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 Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
We'll be right back.
the shyness that is criminally vulgar. I am son and heir of nothing in particular. Shut your mouth, how can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else that is criminally vulgar. I am the son and heir of nothing in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO, Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future, because I can see the future, apparently. Of rock and roll, apparently, of rock and roll, the Smiths, How Soon Is Now, rest in peace, Andy Rourke, Ike and Tina Turner with Proud Mary, rest in peace, Tina Turner, and Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind. What a loss. Anyways, so coming up, what do we have coming up next?
We got Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys.
And who's that for?
From my friend Steven in Virginia.
Steven, listening live in Virginia. Stefan.
No, Stefan. Let's say, no.
And then after that, we're going to close it out with Larkin Poe with Summertime Sunset, because we're coming up on summertime, we're on the summer schedule, and this has got some great lyrics like Swing Low Sweet Cherry Pie. All right, here we go.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. You can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're like you, cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't know if you the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways?
Is that to see you go?
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.